The Papal plane is scheduled to touch down at Cologne International Airport shortly before noon on Thursday, August 18th, and the Holy Father will be welcomed by high-ranking officials from the German government as well as senior church figures. That same afternoon, the Holy Father will have his first encounter with the young pilgrims who are planning on converging on the German city from all across the globe. Pope Benedict will end the first day of his first foreign trip by paying a visit to Cologne's historic cathedral. Later in the week, after meeting with the German president, the Pope will make a visit to Cologne Synagogue, which was destroyed by the Nazis during the persecution of the Jews. The Holy Father will address Jewish leaders. The Pope will have a chance to meet personally with the pilgrims when he has lunch with young people representing many different countries. And after meeting seminarians, the Holy Father will speak with representatives of other Christian churches and ecclesial communities. Underlining the Church's commitment to interreligious dialogue, Pope Benedict will also address leaders from Germany's Muslim community. Sunday, August 21st will be the highlight of the Pope's visit when he celebrates the closing Mass of the World Youth Day celebrations. Pope Benedict's trip is not all work, and the Holy Father is also scheduled to take a relaxing cruise down the River Rhine during his visit to his homeland. The Holy Father is scheduled to return to Rome on Sunday evening.